Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Amazing with Grace podcast. I'm so happy that you joined me today. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. We are glad to have you. And if you are tuning in again, welcome back. I am delighted to jump into our topic for today, as we will be talking about how to be a high value couple. I don't know about y'all, but it seems like to me that there's been so much in the news, probably these last 3 or 4 months, in addition to talking about politics and the pandemic, but it's been a lot in the media about relationships, both good and bad. And, you know, not too long ago, I did an episode on what it's like to date a VIP, but I also wanted to talk about power couples. If I were to ask you to name some power couples, I'm sure there are quite a few who come to mind. And I think TV and social media gives us glimpses of these power couples. And I'm sure at times we all want to live how they live, love how they love, travel, parent, work, dress just like them. And not too long ago, I did a podcast episode on what it's like to date a VIP. Because I think we can often dream of being with someone like that, or we dream of taking our relationship to the next level. And I don't think there's anything wrong with us being inspired by these power couples at all. But I think as Christians, we have to be mindful and careful about who and what we emulate and why. I don't think we can always look to the culture to give us the rubric for our hashtag relationship goals. On the surface, some of these couples, they look great. They may have a lot of influence, and they may even be a brand themselves as a couple. But behind the scenes, they are living contrary to what we believe, so they are living contrary to what even they believe, okay? Because we just never know what is really truly going on in their personal lives. And so, again, we have to be very careful about what we aspire to become and why. Sometimes when you look at these couples either as a whole or you look at each partner individually, one person in the relationship may actually be a low value person, or both partners are not grounded, and so the people around them are able to exploit them. And so that's why I wanted to do this episode, to talk about 5 characteristics of a true high value Christian couple. And these tips are things that you can do if you are already in a relationship. And these are some things that you can keep in mind if you are just starting to build a relationship with someone. If you're thinking about, you know, should we go to this next level and decide that we want to be a couple, or should we decide to get engaged? And these tips can also be helpful if you are not even in a relationship yet, but you know that you aspire to be in one. Okay, so before we jump in, don't forget to pause and rate, review, subscribe, and share this with a friend. All right, number one, as I go through each of these characteristics, I will also give you a scripture or two to go with each of these categories. I know that this is a relevant podcast where I talk about things that are real, that are relatable. It is also a Christian podcast, so I never want to stray away from the fact that what I do talk about, yes, I do have expertise in psychology. Yes, I do have expertise specifically in couple and family psychology. I also want to make it known that what I talk about, I am also basing it in the Word of God as well. And so I want to make sure that I'm not just feeding you my expertise or feeding you my personal experiences or preferences or whatever those things may be. I want to make sure that you walk away from this podcast equipped with some scriptures to go and study for yourself so that God can speak to you about your particular circumstances. Okay. So with that said, one of the first things I notice about high value Christian couples is that they are intentional and purposeful. And the scriptures for this category are found in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, where it says, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?" The other scripture is found in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, and that's coming from the NIV version. And it says, "Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so?" Now, I know that at our core, a lot of people push for meeting the standard of not being unequally yoked. Okay. But I do think that while that's important, I do think that one of the mistakes that we can make as Christians is to assume that because we're both Christians, that we are compatible. Okay. And that is not always the case, because even if I believe in Jesus Christ and you believe in Jesus Christ, we may have similar beliefs, but our morals and values are different. Okay. So high value Christian couples have intentional conversations. They're able to identify whether they have similar values and goals in areas like spending, in areas like education, in areas about emotional and spiritual wealth and development. These couples are very intentional because each person is high value. Okay, I did a whole episode on how to be a high value Christian woman. Each person in a high value Christian couple is high value. So they are very intentional about who they attach themselves to. They understand the calling that they have on their lives. And so they cannot be attached or associated with just anyone. Okay. And because they are spiritually compatible, they make it a priority to grow, not just individually, but also relationally as a couple. Okay. This shows up when each person spends time in their relationship with God, but they also use God's word as a foundation for their relationship. And you might find this couple doing things like reading books about relationships, getting mentoring from other couples, and also not being afraid to go to couples counseling. Not just when things are not going right, but let's even start couples counseling to build on the momentum that we already have. Okay. No matter how much these couples achieve individually or relationally, they know that they have blind spots. And so they have accountability partners as individuals, but also as a couple to help them continue to make progress in the areas that God has for them. Okay. And the last thing I'll say about high value Christian couples in their efforts to be intentional and purposeful is that they don't waste an argument by not learning anything. A lot of times when we have arguments with people, we have the argument, we kind of work through it, and then we move on. But when you have someone who is spiritually and emotionally mature, the goal is to go back and figure out, what can I learn about myself? What can I learn about the other person? What did I learn about how relationships work? What did I learn about my past? What did I learn about God? And they use all of these things for their good. Okay. So that's number one, being intentional and purposeful. High value Christian couples also respect and protect. Okay. And the scripture that I've identified for this category is found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, and it reads, "So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets." You know, this is the golden rule. Do unto others what you would have them do unto you. So when high value Christian people are in relationships, they guard one another's heart. And what I mean by guarding one another's heart is that they honor and first respect this person as a brother in Christ. They honor and respect this person as a sister in Christ. And so even if things happen where they end up breaking up, you both should be able to walk away from this relationship saying, you know what? We treated each other well enough that they are not damaged from being in a relationship with me. And I'll say that again. We've treated each other well enough so that we are both not damaged if the relationship doesn't work out. When these people are together, you can tell that there's no power differential in the relationship, okay? They respect each other, and it's not just the expectation that one person should respect the person who makes the most money, or one person respects the person who's the most influential, the most popular, or well-known, or who is the most educated, or who has the biggest title, right? It's not that. Both people respect one another. They value one another. And what I found about these types of couples, it is especially apparent when one person is not around. Because it's easy for us to respect one another when we're both together. But I think the real test is when we're away from each other. We respect that person's dignity. We respect that person's privacy. We respect that person's reputation. So this means that they don't tolerate disrespect on their relationship from other people. When you have people who are not living according to the word of God, they will try your relationship. And I found that people who are in high value relationships, they don't tolerate that kind of thing from other people. They seek satisfaction from one another, and they don't even entertain people who try to infringe upon their relationship, who try to talk down about their spouse or their partner. Part of respecting and protecting is being honest, okay? They are honest with each other because they have set a foundation in their relationship where they are able to be vulnerable with one another. It's emotionally safe to do so. And when you have an environment where it's emotionally safe, then you're able to be honest about your flaws. You're able to be honest about your past and not fear that that information will either be used against you in an argument, or that that information, if things don't work out, will be shared with other people to damage your reputation. So again, this is all about doing unto other people as you would have them do unto you. And a high value person, they don't even think on that level. Okay. They are thinking on a level of honoring people and valuing people for who they are. They also respect each other by consulting with one another about different things. Now, this is not the same thing as asking for permission. Okay. It is more about respecting each other enough to talk about major decisions that have to be made in the relationship. Even if it's a personal decision that I have to make that probably will not affect the other person, it's still a general practice of a high value Christian couple to consult one another. And they don't just compromise when they do have to make mutual decisions, they collaborate. So that way it's a win-win for both of them. So we've got intentional and purposeful. We've got respect and protect. And number three is boundaries. The scriptures that I have for this category are found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. And this is coming from the New King James Version. It says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. The other scripture is found in Matthew chapter 5, and it really goes from verse 21 all the way down until 26. But for the sake of what we are talking about, we will start at verse 23, where it says, "So then, if you are presenting a gift before the altar in the temple, and suddenly you remember a quarrel you have with a fellow believer, leave your gift there in front of the altar and go at once to apologize with the one who was offended. Then, after you have reconciled, come to the altar and present your gift." I thought these two scriptures were really key for boundaries, because it talks about how we manage our emotions and how we deal with conflict. I think this is where a lot of couples get into trouble and their relationship starts to break down, is because, let's say, for example, they have a really bad argument. And when a lot of people get emotionally triggered, a lot of stuff comes up. Some people start hitting below the belt. They say words they don't mean. They do things that they wouldn't otherwise do. And what I found about high value Christian couples, they don't lose their values when they become upset. They're able to quickly go to one another, or maybe not quickly, but they're able to eventually go to one another and reconcile, right? They're able to apologize when needed. Not apologize just to get it over with and just move on, but they're able to truly apologize, learn what hurt the other person, and they are able to be accountable for their role in the conflict, okay? So this means that you're able to still keep boundaries when you're upset. This doesn't mean that you go off on social media and you have a rant about relationships, or you go off on social media, or you start scrolling through your phone and start contacting exes or seeking attention elsewhere because you don't have the emotional strength to put boundaries around yourself during those times. But emotionally high value Christian couples, they don't use their arguments as an excuse to just do whatever. They're able to deal with it however they need to deal with it, whether that's through prayer, whether that's through seeking wise counsel from someone else, whether that's from journaling, whatever those things are that they need to do, they're able to manage their anger and keep boundaries with themselves and with each other. And also part of healthy boundaries in Christian relationships is that they don't tolerate weaknesses around their relationship. Okay. So for example, let's say maybe I'm triggered and I start feeling insecure about a situation. Okay. I'm able to recognize those insecurities, talk to my partner about those insecurities, and how that person will typically respond is, okay, let's see what we need to do to put some boundaries around this relationship. Let's put some boundaries around this part of our relationship. How can we strengthen this area of our relationship? Okay. And one way to do that is by not provoking one another. High value Christian couples don't do things intentionally to provoke or to try to incite jealousy or anger or intimidation in one another. Again, you are continuing to respect each other. And that even goes for each person's personal convictions. Okay. So the things that may bother you may not bother me. And in a high value Christian couples, those things are honored. Okay. I'm not trying to manipulate this other person for my selfish gain. And speaking of selfish gain, I've noticed that high value Christian couples, they are very intentional about placing boundaries on their relationship as it relates to social media and what they share. Now, I think this has to be a very intentional discussion, because they're able to identify what parts of our lives will we share and what parts will we keep just for us. So some couples are okay with sharing things that they do together, but when they have family time, or if something goes on with the kids, they don't tend to share that part. Okay. There are other things that they may decide that they want to keep private. But again, this has to be intentional, and there has to be some boundaries around what we decide we'll share, not just with social media. What are we okay with sharing with our friends? What are we okay with sharing with coworkers and our family? What are we not okay with sharing? Okay. High value Christian couples don't sacrifice their values for likes. They don't sacrifice the other person's dignity and respect and self-esteem and self-worth just for clout. Okay. They are both transparent and discreet. And I think that there's an art to doing that. You're able to share with other people the things that you're going through, but you do so carefully. You're very intentional and selective about who you allow in your private lives. Okay. So it doesn't mean that this high value Christian couple is snooty and they're exclusive about who they talk to. No, they're both very friendly and have a spirit of friendship towards everyone because they are walking in the love of Christ. But they're very careful about who they associate with. And typically, these couples also associate with other high-value Christian singles and couples. Number four, high-value Christian couples have both a servant's heart and a king's mind. The scriptures that I have for this category are found in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. And I like the TPT version, the Passion Translation. And out of your reverence for Christ, be supportive of each other in love. And the second scripture is found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And it reads, every scripture has been inspired by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. It will empower you by its instruction and correction, giving you the strength to take the right direction and lead you deeper into the path of godliness. I really, really, really am very passionate about this particular category as it relates to our high-value Christian couples because these couples display the fruit of the Spirit towards one another and towards other people. They serve each other, and that shows up through cheering one another on in their purpose. They encourage one another to live their own lives. They're not controlling of one another. They encourage individuality because they know that that's only going to strengthen the relationship. They listen to one another. If you look at some of the literature on servant leadership, what I've noticed about high-value Christian couples is that these qualities also show up in their romantic relationships. They listen to one another. They empathize with one another. They encourage one another and pray for and with one another. And what I really like is that they are able to correct and inspire one another. Okay, so not just submitting one to another, although they do that, but they are able to have a heart where they can withstand and tolerate correction from one another. They're not offended. I should be able to go to my partner and say, hey, you know what? That wasn't okay what you said. Or I'm not really sure that you handled that the way that you know God would have wanted you to handle that. Now, the other person may not like it initially, but they are grounded enough to know, okay, you're right. I know that you have my best interest at heart. I need to pray about that. That's an area where I struggle, or that's an area where I typically have a blind spot. Let me try to get some accountability in that area. And I appreciate you for bringing that to my attention. So again, not only do they cheer one another on, they're able to have a heart where they can receive correction from one another. This is huge. And they're able to do it with the word of God. And they're able to do it with the wisdom and discernment that they have from spending time with God. And also from their knowledge of getting to know you intimately. Okay. And our last one is high-value Christian couples are genuine and grounded. The verses that I found for this category are in Psalms chapter 1, verse 3. And this is where it's talking about the difference between the righteous and the wicked. And in chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers." So that's Psalm chapter 1, verse 3. And the next one is in Romans chapter 12, verse 9. It says, "Let the inner movement of your heart always be to love one another and never play the role of an actor wearing a mask." I thought these two scriptures were appropriate for this category because when you are dating someone, it is critical that you are transparent about your motives. High-value Christian couples, each partner really wants to be in the relationship. It's not just one person in the relationship and the other person is clout chasing. It's not just one person in the relationship and the other person is just along for the ride. It's not just one person in the relationship and the other person secretly wants to get out and they don't know how to tell you. It's not just one person being in a relationship and having to drag the other person to be productive, to be thoughtful, to be loving, to be kind. High value Christian couples, both partners truly and genuinely want to be in the relationship. Each partner knows his or her self-worth and they know that it is in God. So they're not relying on the other person's influence for their worth. They're not relying on the other person's money for their value. They lift each other up, but at their core, individually, they know that their worth is found in Christ. Okay. And also, high value Christian couples, they don't just put on a show for other people. They don't just put on airs and appearances for other people. They genuinely and truly have a healthy relationship. And this shows because they are fruitful in every season. So yes, they may hit a snag in their marriage. They may hit a hard bump in their relationship. They may have some detours. They may have some pit stops along the way, but they come out of those times victorious. That's why I was reading that scripture, because they are fruitful in every season. And go back to what we talked about earlier. They're able to use those times and learn from them. These people, individually and collectively, they are genuine and they are grounded. And when I think about that, and you think about the totality of all the characteristics of this particular couple, their godly light automatically attracts other people to them. So that's not their priority. That's not their goal. But because of their light, other people are attracted to them. Other people see their value. Other people see that they are healthy. And it causes people to say, I like them together. I like what they're doing individually. And I really like what they're doing together as a couple. Okay, so these people, it's not their goal, but they tend to attract other high value Christian couples. And they use their influence for good. This couple uses their influence for good. They're very mindful of the image that they portray to other people. They are genuine with themselves and with God. They don't compromise what they tell God they want and then what they secretly do for likes, what they secretly do for a promotion. And again, it goes back to being equally yoked and being purposeful about walking together in the same direction, because then if one person sees the other falling or going astray, you should be able to correct one another. You should be able to hold one another accountable. So those are my five characteristics of high-value Christian couples. I hope that this was helpful to you. If you all ever have any questions or comments about any of the episodes or any upcoming episodes, feel free to DM me on IG at Dr. Q Perry, or you can reach me by going to the show's website, amazingwithgrace.com, and clicking on the Dr. Q's Couch tab. I don't have any specific scenario for us to work through today, so with that in mind, we will just go ahead and move into our prayer time. Dear God, thank you for the opportunity to come together on this podcast to talk about matters of our hearts. You know that many of us have a desire to please you, and sometimes it's a struggle to understand the direction that you would have for our lives, and that includes our relationships. Let us be mindful of who we attach ourselves to. Let us be mindful of the decisions that we make while we're in relationships. Give us wisdom and discernment on how to take the word of God and apply it to our lives to model what it is to be a high-value Christian couple. If there are changes that we need to make in our hearts, please soften our hearts and open the eyes of our hearts to be able to pursue you so that we can have the right appetite for the right types of partners, so that way we can set the boundaries that we need to set, so that we can separate ourselves from people who don't need to be attached to us. We want all the things that we do to be for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that is our quick episode for today. I will also be sure to link the previous episode that I did on dating a VIP and also the other episode on how to be a high value Christian woman. And I hope that you all enjoyed the rest of your week. Until next time, take care.